And here to tell us more about it is the organizer, Jess Lord. How are you doing?
Good, thank you, Sean. Thank you so much for having me.
We're also joined by one of the artists that will be performing at this event. Who is that?
We've got Emmy from Problem Green right here.
Hello, hello.
Oh yeah, we'll be checking in with Emmy a bit later on, and they will tell us how they are excited to be playing this event. So
if you are.
So excited.
Well, I hope they are. I really hope.
I didn't mean to sound sarcastic.
All right. Anyway, for people that might not know much about Dogs Run Free, mm-hmm. what are you?
Okay, so we started as a magazine, Push Magazine, which is still running. We were doing so many events like art shows, short film festivals, and also gigs. But I just loved putting on gigs, and I wanted to put on like a gig every week this year, which hasn't happened, by the way, but we definitely have been doing a lot more gigs.
Have you been quite close?
We started off fortnightly, and then I was like, it's actually way better to spread it out like every month to keep the hype going, I feel.
Ah, okay.
But that's actually, the weekly gigs are coming in now in September.
Yeah.
So we started this like live music arm of Push Magazine called Dogs Run Free. And we've been doing all kinds of events. But the thing I'm here to talk about today is our Metro Social Residency, where we've got free gigs every Wednesday in September side room of the Metro Theatre.
How did that even happen?
Well, so it's actually really cool and random that the Metro Social has been like closed for a few years. And this year, they've launched this residency program where every month they invite a new person to curate the month. So maybe your listeners have heard about like DeBase's month
that
they did in July.
Yeah, and we had one as well.
2SER had one, exactly.
Yeah,
I went to that
as
well.
Every single,
and we
like
were originally going to do February, but then the church wanted February. And we were like, okay, we'll give it to them. So now we're doing September.
Wait, what did the church want to do? So I'm like,
they did like the church and friends, and they got their friends to like jam out.
You guys really missed it. Cool. What the hell?
So there's been really cool stuff happening. But yeah, I'm really excited to do September, get spring vibes going.
Yeah. Well, since starting these amazing initiatives, like you said, playing gigs every fortnight or now every month to hype it up, have you had any memorable or favourite moments?
Hey, that is a really good question. I feel like there's been so many good gigs that we've done. The most recent one that I did was we took over the Warren View Hotel for King Street Crawl. And that was like by far the biggest thing I've ever done. It was just crazy to see like everyone coming out to King Street. Every venue was packed. Like you might not necessarily know the artists, but like every venue had amazing artists. And we had some of my favorite artists like the Lazy Eyes and Jack Davies, Betty, Armani.
I did see the videos from that.
Exactly.
Really cool.
Heaps Grass as well. Yeah, yeah. So that was a massive highlight for me. But I also really love doing the like smaller unexpected things. Like we had this secret apartment gig at my friend Luke's apartment, which I think I was on your show
talking about a while ago.
But I love doing those little like surprising things as well.
Great. And we've been speaking about this event, the reason you are here, the 4 weeks at the Metro Socials that you'll be putting on, you're taking over, you're doing, I'm assuming something different every single week.
Yes.
Is there different themes every week?
Yeah. So normally whenever I've done gigs, I've been like such a staunch supporter of having like genre blending nights because I like to like bring together different communities. But because it's such a big month, I actually decided to do for the first time like genre specific nights. So the first week is we've got Problem Green here, but it's a punk night with Problem Green, Sonic Reducer and Zhao Zhao.
Problem Green
Let's
in
go.
The house.
Problem Green Let's in the go. House. Then the second night is hip-hop, and that one's headlined by Church and AP, who are from New Zealand, and they've got their crew Zips coming over. The third night is a bedroom pop night, headlined by Gordon's grandson. He's doing his first ever Sydney headline show because he's from Melbourne. And then the fourth night is like alternative folk, headlined by Zeal H.
And what made you pick these themes? Because, you know, there's such a vast array. Is this the stuff that you listen to?
It's funny. I basically just like chose one artist that I loved for each night and then like built a lineup around it. So for example, with Church and AP, I was just like, I want them. And then I was like, okay, we're having a hip hop night, you know, or like Gordon's grandson. I was like, I really want him.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
Let's do some bedroom pop stuff. So yeah, but I also think that these are the kinds of genres that, I mean, I love them and it's not a coincidence. I feel like these are the genres that young people in Sydney are like leaning towards at the moment.
I think so. Yeah, it seems like you're covering like a vast majority of the music that Sydneysiders are listening to. The first event, that which is happening next week and would be starting around this time, right?
Exactly. Doors at 7, guys.
Yeah. Is called Punk Heads. It's taking place next week. It features some amazing bands. One of them is joining us this Wednesday afternoon, Problem Green. We're joined by Emmy. Emmy, yes. How are you feeling about this event?
Oh, so excited. I mean, we're so stoked to be asked to play the Metro Social. Like, there's been so many iconic bands that have played there, so it feels really awesome to open up the residency punk night.
Hell yeah, like kicking it off.
Kicking
you know?
It off, literally. Really kicking it off.
So, oh, are you the opening act?
Yeah, oh, we're wow. kicking it off. Yeah, it's going to be so exciting. Also, it's good to play first because then we can just relax and enjoy the rest of the night.
So true.
Yeah.
And how did your relationship start? Did you reach out, Jess, or did you just know each other from the music scene?
Well, actually, I work at sydneymusic.net, the gig guide.
No way.
And
okay.
So I literally have been like inputting all of the gigs, and I noticed that Problem Green plays all the time and seems to be like a local favourite, and I listened to your music and I was like obsessed with it as well.
Sick.
So I reached out, and this is our first time meeting.
Yeah. Oh,
this is the relationship for me. We've had emails, we've had DMs.
You're hearing it live here on 2SCR, Problem Green meeting with Push Magazine. It's all happening here on Wednesday Drive. That's so, so cool. So it's happening next Wednesday. Problem Green will be playing. It's a free event happening at the Metro Social. You're taking over the whole month of September. How can people get involved and go down and see this event?
Well, first of all, you want to look up Dogs Run Free Gigs on Instagram or go to the Metro Theatre website, and then you want to RSVP to every single night. No, I'm joking. Just whatever nights you want to go to.
Right, so you have the RSVP.
You have to RSVP, kind of. You can also just walk in, but please RSVP.
That's essential.
And then come down, 7 o'clock. They'll wrap up by like 10 p.m. Yeah.
Oh, nice. And Emmy, is there going to be a huge after party? You got anything planned?
Yeah, it's going to be at my house. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. How long can we kick on for? When do we get kicked out?
I'm kind of an early to bed person, so.
Oh, well, Emmy can sort it out.
Maybe.
They can do it.
Like the Abercrombie is nearby. Okay, guys?
Yeah, just, you know, come early and just wear yourself out. When you're there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then just,
I don't think we need to plan kick-ons
real
yet.
Tired. Yeah.
Jess is just keen to see the music that she loves.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much, Jess and Emmy, for joining us this Wednesday afternoon and telling us about the event happening next Wednesday. It sounds like so much fun.
Thanks so much for having us, Sean.
Thank you.